The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Oh, buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. Welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Olé, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing birds and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people you. If we weren't in the
hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Unlocking the Magic. I am thrilled today. You probably hear it in my tone. I'm trying not to be super excited, but it's impossible. We are going to be unlocking a very special attraction today inside Walt Disney World.
I have a question for the audience before you get into that attraction. Something that I've been thinking about for a few weeks now, and I wanted to see what the interest would be if we did something like this.
So you're asking our audience members?
Kind of you two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wanted to create some either custom magic bands or like laptop stickers or car stickers or even t-shirts for Unlocking the Magic. Like we'd give them away. We'd almost have, maybe at the end of every show, we'll have some kind of question or contest. And the first couple people who get the right answer, maybe we can give that kind of stuff away.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
But I wanted to ask the audience if they would participate in that, because if they don't want to participate, I'm not going to do it.
Well, yeah.
So send us an email, info@unlockingthemagic.com. If we did contests every week and the prizes were, you know, either custom magic bands for Unlocking Magic or like stickers for either your car or you could put anywhere or
something
on your laptop.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
something cool. And like maybe it'll be like a bus with a big circle around it and an X through it.
No. Rob, if you're listening, we're sorry. He can't help himself.
That'll be my t-shirt I'm wearing, Unlocking the Magic. I am unlocking the magic of my rental car.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All kidding aside, shoot us an email, info@unlockingthemagic.com, if you think we should do that.
I think that's
if you'd sport an Unlocking the Magic shirt, magic band, or sticker on your forehead.
Let us know if it's a terrible idea. Don't be shy.
Yes. If you say, dude, that's embarrassing, you can just send me an email.
Right. Yeah, just send it to Bruce. Attention, Bruce.
Connie at Unlocking the Magic.
No. Okay. So
did we mention what attraction we're unlocking today?
We did not.
Excellent. Let's end the show.
Okay. So we are going to be unlocking Walt Disney's, be sure to make sure his name is ahead of it, Enchanted Tiki Room. And I know it's one of those attractions that is nostalgic, and I just become mesmerized with the attraction. It's like when I go inside, I feel as if, oh, I've seen this before. It's not going to be a big deal. But I truthfully get really happy whenever I'm in this attraction.
It's one of those attractions that you see, and there's a handful of them in Walt Disney World. I'm sure there's every single attraction in Walt Disneyland is like that. But in Disney World, there's a handful of attractions that when you think of or you ride or you do a little bit of research on, you realize how close to Walt Disney himself they are.
Which I didn't notice until now that it says Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Like sometimes I just kind of I don't see that. And I think that's really important to notice that his name is ahead of this attraction and there's a reason for that. And we're going to get into it today. Obviously, the one in Walt Disney World isn't the actual original, but it's, quote, a tribute show. And it's something that Imagineers really worked tirelessly on to make sure that they were maintaining the intent of Walt Disney himself and his Imagineers back then. So this is something that really meant a lot to these Imagineers to make sure that they reimagined in Walt Disney World to honor Walt Disney.
The thing about Walt Disney too, we're going to get into the history of what, you know, he's the idea man, but the thing that he was really fantastic at, well, he was obviously fantastic at many things. He was probably one of the best storytellers of all time. But he was also really good at assembling the team to make something happen and not just having to take, I mean, it said his name on the attraction, so he had the big idea, but he really let people, you know, use their creative ability and bring the team together. And he had a really good, you know, he was really good at finding out what you're good at and then having you do that, even though maybe you don't think you're good at it in the beginning.
He would find projects for you that you didn't even know you had certain strengths, maybe. They brought out the best in people and really was able to orchestrate a wonderful team.
And when you do the history of this attraction, the names that come up, like Raleigh Crump, Richard Sherman, Bob Gurr, Harriet Burns, John Hench, I think his name is another person that was involved in this attraction. Like, it's the who's who of Disney history.
It really is. And so I can imagine these Imagineers recreating this attraction for Walt Disney World had, you know, big shoes to fill, and it probably wasn't an easy situation, but I feel they did an incredible job. And well, we will learn soon, because we're going to be visiting the original Tiki, Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room in Disneyland soon, and we can talk about that later.
And we've got a lot of emails from people about, you know, I love it. I love, some of them are really long, and Connie reads them out loud to
me. It's true, yeah.
But we've, you know, on our last live show we did, if you haven't joined us yet, on Friday nights at 7:30, we do a live show over on Facebook Live. And we asked on our last one, hey, we're going to Disneyland. We're on a time crunch. I mean, I know it's the opposite of what we always talk about is relaxing, but what are some things that we have to do when we're there, whether it be eat, where to stay, or what to do attraction wise when you're there? We've gotten a lot of feedback from people, so it's been fantastic. So if you've sent us an email, thank you so much. Even though I may not have read it, Connie has read every single one.
Every single one. I just want to skip down Main Street. Like, I just want a photo shoot done with, can I do that? Can I have the photographers? Can we, like, I know
have
we did that.
Photo shoot done?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be kind of awkward, but yeah.
I just want to skip dance and enjoy myself down Main Street and just, oh my gosh, I just can't wait. Just appreciate the moment. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're right. It's definitely what we, it's opposite of what we talk about, but I think we're going to instill those values and try to get it so that the kids appreciate where we are in the moment and not try to rush from attraction to attraction. Right. Cause
we're going to be like those people who, you know, it's probably going to be something we're not going to do very often. You know, it's maybe our once in a lifetime chance to go there.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you for that.
You're welcome. The Imagineers call the one in Disney World a tribute show, and they actually refer to the attraction as the quote retro show. And
so here's what I read somewhere, the retro mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like know. That. So it's like originally the original show that Walt Disney came up with.
Right.
So I was reading somewhere that the reason they came about is because Hawaii just became a state not too long before this in the 50s. And, you know, the Polynesian theme was really popular at the time. And Walt Disney wanted to have some kind of Polynesian dinner show to associate with, like, you know, the popularity of the Polynesian theme.
And no better place to do this in Adventureland, because Adventureland to him, you know, he has it. When he was narrating what exactly Adventureland would be a feature like botanical gardens with exotic fish and birds. So definitely the theme went full circle in Adventureland.
His idea was he had a cage. He found this cage and it had like this European mechanical bird in it. And they were redoing Adventureland at the time. He's like, I want to do a dinner show with, you know, they've been doing these mechanical birds over in Europe for 100 years. There's no reason with the technology that we have nowadays and compared to the technology we have in 2016 is much different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason we can't have some kind of dinner show with birds that can interact and have like a Polynesian themed dinner show. That was the original idea for
a dinner show, like a restaurant.
Yeah. Like people would go in and eat and then the birds would, the show would be going on and then they'd finish eating and then leave. And then you'd have another set of people come in.
That's really, truthfully incredible, because I'm trying to picture it now as a restaurant and I would just be like, my head would be spinning.
Well, that's why they didn't do a restaurant, you know, after all that. And they were really going, like, it started out as the Polynesian themed restaurant and then it went to with birds and then it went to not a restaurant at all, because that's exactly what Walt said. He's like, you know what? We can't have, first of all, we can't have live birds because they're going to be pooping all over the place.
Yeah, that would be weird.
If it's a restaurant. And then it went to, you know, people are going to be distracted. We really want them to watch the show. And then when the show is over, they're going to have to rush finishing dinner so we can get the next bunch of people in here. So they scrap the whole restaurant thing altogether.
Wow, what an incredible start, though. I mean, it's funny to me to hear how some of these attractions began, like their concept and what they are now. I think that that's so cool because they had to go through so many sort of bumps in the road.
Yeah, well, I think that I was reading that the running title to the was like the Bird Room or something. It wasn't even the Tiki Room.
Really?
Yeah, that was like their, as they were building it out, they didn't really have the name associated with it yet.
One documentary I read said that Walt said this is, quote, too good to be a restaurant.
Yeah, that was true, too.
Because, I mean, think of, so just the animatronics and then birds interacting with each other still is incredible to this day. Never mind back in 1963. So if you're kind of fascinated now, which I still am, I think it's such a cool, unique show. And I'm never bored during the show. To see the birds interact with each other, and that's still cool to me. Like you said, in 2016, imagine what those guests must have felt in 1963.
Well, that's probably why they didn't want to do a dinner show, because in 1963, this was like state-of-the-art technology. This was never done anywhere before in a park.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't want people to be distracted eating. He was like, this is way too good for people to come in and almost be the side project of the experience. Like, the dinner is the real experience. This is kind of a side thing. He wanted it to be the main thing.
Now, something interesting that you had mentioned about the actual attraction was back from the beginning, it wasn't necessarily sponsored in the beginning. Is that true?
No, this was Walt had a separate company, and this was one of the only attractions that wasn't sponsored in the beginning. It was actually sponsored and owned by Walt Disney himself, his company. And it was, that's why it's called the Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
So now, what made a difference as far as it being sponsored? And I know later on it was picked up by a sponsor. I believe it was United that picked it up as a sponsor. But back in the beginning, what changed as far as it not being like, was there?
Well, he thought this was such great technology and it was state of the art that he really wanted to own it and be like, you know what? This is something that we created as a company. I don't want a sponsor's name to be on it. Like, they had anything to do with it.
I'm sure it was quite pricey.
And not only that, but this was one of the only attractions in Disneyland that was like an extra fee.
Wow.
It was actually 75 cents in addition to your park admission to get in. I don't know if it did park admission or back then they had tickets for certain rides. Like, you paid, like, certain rides cost certain money. But this was an additional fee. It was 75 cents extra to go on this attraction. Which really? And 75 cents in 1960 was probably a lot of money.
I was just going to say, that's groceries for the week.
Right. Loaf of bread's a quarter.
Right. Wow. That's, like, a really interesting story. And I think one of the things I love about unlocking attractions really is just connecting the story with the attraction itself and getting the kids involved and really just picking out things in the attraction that we might know, you know, whether it be a small fact or, you know, quite a bit of facts or a bit of a story. I think that that makes your Walt Disney World vacation so much more better and so much more interesting, and it's more than just a theme park. So if you go into it just try, you know, with that in mind, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
If you do a little history research before you go to the park.
Well, that's what the show's for.
Exactly. So if you listen to the show, it gives you maybe the Enchanted Tiki Room. If you have, you know, younger kids, it's not the most thrilling of rides. So if you are on a limited time, it may not be one of the attractions that you run right to. Like, you know, you're running to the Mine Train to get a fast pass for, you're trying to get in line there.
Right.
But if you do a little history of why Walt Disney World is what it is and how it became about, it might be one of those attractions that you're like, you know what? I have to go see the Enchanted Tiki Room because of, why are we here? We're not just here to go on a roller coaster. You know, there's a story behind every attraction. You know, Walt Disney was like I said earlier, was the greatest storyteller in my opinion of all time.
Right.
Yeah, his ability to tell a story in every single attraction at Walt Disney World has some kind of story behind it. And if you know the story, it makes the attraction much better.
I love that this attraction, truth be told, is so entertaining for me, but also that it's what, 10 minutes long from start to finish?
I think it's 17 from start to finish, isn't it?
Well, you know, right around there, 10, 15
minutes.
From the
time you sit down to the time the show starts.
Okay. It gets your attention span just enough, and then before it gets too long, it's over. You know, like,
especially for me, that's perfect for me.
I was just thinking that, actually. I was just envisioning us in the attraction. Like, I was a little bit nervous that you would be bored with it, or if our, you know, I think our nephew was with us at that time, too. And you know, 13-year-old boy, is he really going to see this musical? It's kind of, if you will, happening. And
like that whole spiel I just said was talking to myself. Like, hey, listen, look up the history. I'm going to the Enchanted Tiki Room instead of the Mine Train now.
Exactly. But I was thinking of the story where, and Devlin, shout out if you're listening. Hi, I'm going to talk about you once again. Promise to have you on the show soon. I looked over and he's like dancing in his seat.
He was.
You know, and that to me really makes just the experience that much more better. Like, I just can't even imagine where else I would be and what else I would want to do, you know? So things like the Enchanted Tiki Room, you think that it would be something you would want to pass and do something later on or another trip, but really take the time. I think it's really important. So back to the attraction again. I just got a little emotional there. Walt, actually, so one thing that I just realized is, which I didn't notice before, I don't know if you did, Bruce, but the colors of the birds, the feathers of the birds, they actually represent the colors of the flags from their countries.
Well, I didn't notice that.
So I didn't notice that before. So there's like Mexico and France and Ireland. So next time
I know their voices did, but I know their colors did too.
So when next time you're there with your kids, try to match the flag with the bird or vice versa, bird with the flag. See if you can do a little quiz. Again, with the quizzes. I'm all about quizzes.
I know. What the heck's going on here?
I don't know.
Too many quizzes. I feel like I'm in school.
You feel like in school. The point is to not realize you're in school, but you're actually learning something. And I think that that's what is so great about Disney World is that it definitely – actually, one of the quotes that is in one of the books that I've read about Walt Disney explains actually Disneyland as something of, quote, a fair – expedition, a playground, a community center, and a museum of living facts.
Huh.
So I think that that's what makes it so incredibly magical there for me, is that I feel like I'm learning something, but I'm entertained. And
you are. So anyway. Watching some and doing some research, the amount of computers that it took to run this attraction is unbelievable as well. Like, they had a whole basement full of computers, which you could probably run this attraction from a laptop nowadays.
225 choreographed auto animatronic performers, including bobbing parrots, giggling cockatoos, crooning orchids, drumming tiki statues, and chanting wooden masks.
There is a lot going on.
There
is a lot going on when you're in there. But the first time that I went in there, there was a lot more going on than I expected it to be.
It starts off slow, and then it sort of gets going, and you don't know where to look at some points. Like, it's just everywhere. But I love it. And one of the things I've read in certain places is that it can be a little scary for little kids, but I think you agree. Do you agree with me that I don't think it's that? I mean, there is a scene towards the end where there's, like, lightning, but it's not – I mean, I think it's so lighthearted. I can't imagine someone being scared. Maybe a baby if it's, like, loud.
Yeah, no, I mean, our daughter's afraid of lightning. I'm not even going to hide the fact that, or if she's listening to this, I'm sorry, you're afraid of lightning. And she went on this, and she hates lightning, and she wasn't afraid. I think it's not as intense enough to make you afraid. It might give you make you startled for a second, but it's not as intense to make you scared.
I am not exaggerating when I say that my nephew and I and Bruce, we're all kind of moving around in our seat, singing like the song, which I just realized was created by Richard Sherman, really gets you going. And obviously it makes sense because it's such a catchy tune. Who else than Richard Sherman created this sort of, right?
Classic. He's a great
there's
writer.
No one else that's right. And it's not one of those annoying, like, I find myself singing it wherever, and the kids make me think it's annoying because my voice is not the greatest, but it's not a song that will be annoying if it's stuck in your head for the whole day.
Right.
And I just love how interactive it is. And, like, the audience sings along and claps. And it's a welcome break, like, if you can arrange it where it's a good time off your feet.
Absolutely. And it's got air conditioning, too.
Yeah. So you feel like a welcomed, relaxing moment in your Disney vacation. But you're being entertained the entire time. And then, like I said, it's a classic. My favorite moment is when the birds come down in the middle, the sort of chandelier of birds in the middle. And they're so beautiful. It's incredible.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's a way overlooked attraction. It should have been one of our most underrated attractions, but maybe it will be on our next version of that.
Yeah, I agree. But I think that you should definitely take the time to go in there. And if you're anything like us, like, we obviously love the Polynesian, and that sort of pulls heartstrings for us. So, you know, obviously we love anything in that nature, but it definitely is a fun, just a fun musical, if you will, that comes to life.
It's interesting that they have like the dinner show at the Polynesian Resort is kind of like what this was supposed to be, Les the Birds. Not the dinner show, but the what's the other restaurant? Ohana.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that themed, but Les the Birds. You know what I mean? That was almost like probably what they wanted it to be in the beginning.
Right, until it became so elaborate that there's no way.
Well, it just became, these audio animatronics were so ahead of themselves that it had to be the focal point of the show.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, I couldn't imagine it now being a restaurant, because it is.
I could now, because if you think of it now, like the technology today isn't, you could totally see the technology used in it now being a restaurant, but not in the 60s.
Yeah, maybe. I think, you know? You know what? Let's just be honest. It's food and Bruce. Like, he thinks Space Mountain should be a restaurant.
I actually did bring food into the Enchanted Tiki Room. I think I had an orange and some water or something. I really did.
So, I mean, like, really, that's not something that's surprising.
I didn't know it wasn't a restaurant still.
You really thought that it was, where are the waitresses? What's going on?
What the heck? I want to place my order. Where is everybody?
I need my, you know.
Why isn't anybody coming over to give us a drink?
My pulled pork nachos. Where are they?
It was the Polynesian theme. I thought you'd get pulled pork nachos for sure, or Tonga toast somewhere. I was looking for the little concession stand to get my Tonga toast while the show was going on.
Right. I know. Trust me. Oh, my gosh. So, again, just a really great attraction. And what I like about it, too, is, like, you can bring the whole family. You don't have to worry about height requirements or anything. I think that matters, because a lot of people travel with kids of all ages, and it can be a little tricky sometimes to incorporate everybody, but this is a lot of fun. It's located in Adventureland, which we love, and maybe you can do some of the, well, you can hit it off with Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, and then you can go right across to the Jungle Cruise,
which is another attraction that we should unlock pretty soon.
Yes, I've learned so much about the Jungle Cruise that I cannot wait to share with our audience, because
I've really learned a lot about the Jungle Cruise from researching the Tiki Room.
Really?
Well, did you know it was supposed to be called the Tiki Room, but they changed it to the Enchanted Tiki Room? Do you know why?
We should probably have talked about it in the beginning, but no, I don't know why.
Well, I just thought, maybe think of it. There was a restaurant in Los Angeles called the Tiki Room, and Walt didn't want it to be associated with that, so that's why they called it the Enchanted Tiki Room. And then they have obviously added Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room before it opened.
Well, that's interesting. That's a really interesting, you know, it's funny, branding and trying to make sure that you don't do anything that's similar to someone else. Like, I can imagine at the time, you know, not having it mimic, or people thinking it's maybe because there was rumors that it was going to be a restaurant. I wonder if that made a difference or not.
The whole sponsor thing to me is like, to think about it now, like, imagine seeing American Airlines Enchanted Tiki Room in Walt Disney Room. You'd be like, what the heck are they doing?
It would be. Yes, I do agree with you in that. And I know that a lot of these are sponsored. Well, if you go into Epcot even, I mean, a lot of them are still sponsored. But
I know. Even though they do it, they feel like they do it subtly. Back then, they like...
You feel like they broadcast
named
it,
that.
It?
Yeah, like, yeah. They named it that. Like, that was part of the deal in order for them to get funding, was to put their name on it.
I mean, think of the risk that was involved for these companies and Walt Disney himself, and the huge expense that this park, you know, entailed. And
but, like, what if it was called something? What if it was – imagine how much money a sponsor would pay to get their name on the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, forget it. Yeah. Right? Thinking about it now.
Yeah, I mean, tons of money. That's, like, so valuable nowadays, and Disney probably knows that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Or imagine having to pay, like, all right, you get a ticket to – I'm going to Disney World, and I'm going to pay – I think it's, what, how much is it to get in now? $100 probably about per person if you go one day.
Mm-hmm. Around there, under 105 or whatnot.
And then it's an extra $15 per person to get into the Tiki Room.
Right.
You'd be like, are you crazy?
Yeah, but, you know, let's go back now in time and think about the attractions and the experience and all that. I think that it just, how do you put a price tag on something so innovative and creative? And you can't.
No, I mean, I was going to say we should do a show that, maybe an upcoming episode would be like a show that of attractions that you would pay extra for in the parks, but I don't want to give them any ideas.
Yeah, let's I don't know about that.
I mean, I love Disney, but I don't want to give them any extra ideas to get money, extra money out of me.
No, no, we know.
You know what we should do? We should do a show like that and then, like, name all the boring attractions.
Or, like, the let's name all the attractions that should have restaurants inside of them.
Right.
Which
Well, they all do now. They either have a shop or a restaurant inside of them now.
It's true. We need some quick service happening in some of these wait lines, though.
Yeah, that's true. They should have table service in the line of Peter Pan.
Exactly.
You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that line.
Right. Perfect. If you forgot your fast pass.
If you forgot to eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the waitress will be right over.
Well, I learned so much about the Tiki Room today, and I just love this attraction. I can't wait to visit again, and I hope that all of you out there do appreciate it. And if you haven't experienced it yet, be sure to check it out. It's definitely worth your time. It's not something that I think a lot of things, like most attractions, they're you not so much walk on because if there is a line, but the Enchanted Tiki Room does have certain times, although it is pretty much throughout the day. There are some scheduled times, so you have to maybe coordinate it or wait a few extra minutes, which in the past we have struggled with,
right.
Not naming any names, but by we, I mean Bruce. But it was worth it, and once we finally visited the attraction, we couldn't believe we had waited so long, because again, it's something that Walt Disney himself, it was his creation, so.
I'm excited. I can't wait to go to Disneyland and see all of his original creations and, like, just to walk down Main Street. You know what we should have did? We should have called Enchanted Escapes Travel and booked this vacation way longer. If we didn't wait till the last second.
I know. You know?
We should tell our audience, listen, don't be like us and wait for the last second, or like me, rather. Call Enchanted Escapes. They can book your vacation. Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Disney World. They'll take care of everything for you from the hotel room. They actually do fast passes and dinner reservations. Connie, did you know that?
I do now.
And you know what? And you don't have to sit there with your dinner reservations looking for the right hotel going, refreshing, 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 trying to get that perfect time.
Actually, I want to thank you out there, April, who works with Enchanted Escapes. She's actually helping some of our listeners with their upcoming vacations, which I'm so happy about. But she sent us some pictures because she heard we were going to Disneyland. And she sent us some pictures, some incredible photos of Walt's apartment, which I got goosebumps just looking at the photos. I cannot imagine what that must have been like for her to see in person. So I just want to thank you because it really made my day.
So if you're going to Disney anywhere and you need help with your vacation, call or go online to enchanted-escapes.com.
I just got emotional again.
I know.
I am not going to. She said in the email, she said, make sure you bring tissues because just it's going to feel unreal walking down Main Street and seeing, you know, things that he actually had his hands on. Oh, boy.
I know. It's going to be – I'm excited. I can't wait.
Waterworks.
Yeah, it's just amazing all the emails that we've received, too, from people with the tips and, you know, things that we should do. I can't wait to go.
Me, too. Thank you so much, everybody. I read every single email. Again, if it's more than a few paragraphs, I read it too, Bruce.
I attempt to read every single email.
He does, but I
listen, read every way. Just because I don't read every single email doesn't mean I don't get excited when I see a new email. I get super excited.
He just has trouble with the reading part.
Yeah, it's the same reason that the show's over now, because I'm antsy and I got to get out of here.
It's about snack time. So
so go check us out live on Facebook, facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. We'll be there Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're on the West Coast, that'll be like
– What time is that?
It's like 7:30 cross out minus – it's like 2 in the morning.
Wait, we didn't plan that out very well because I want – other people in different time zones to be able to watch. Maybe we need to adjust that.
Let us know. Actually, okay. Don't let me know because I'm just going to keep it.
No, let us know.
I'm not changing it. Sorry.
But if you can join us, that would be great because we love interacting with all of you. It's just fun to see, you know, there's faces to your names.
Exactly. Come hang out with everybody. Say hello. You can talk to everybody talks to each other too. Like April's there usually.
But if you happen to miss it, I just wanted to chime in on this. If you happen to miss it, we try to do a recap. It's sort of become a recap show every week about what we discussed on the live show. So
we'll review the questions. And
it's a lot of fun.
Don't tell them that because then they won't come to the live show.
Yeah, but, you know, some people work and have football, like our other listener said. Husband's a coach. And
we'll see you after Thanksgiving then.
So, I mean, you know.
Also, we're on Twitter.
Where else are we?
The Magic. We're on Instagram.
Sort of on Instagram. I'm working on it. It hasn't been that active lately, but I'm working on it. I had to take it over from Bruce because, you know, I'm a little bit of a control freak. But I'm working on it. Maybe I should give it back to you because you were doing better with it.
Nah, I don't want it back.
Okay. But we are getting, I'm getting it. I'm getting the hang of it. And we're definitely going to be on there. But yeah, let us know about the t-shirt thing and maybe some ideas.
info@unlockingthemagic.com is the email if you have a question or anything. Yeah, let us know if you want us to do some prizes. You know, prize packages would be like t-shirts or custom magic bands with Unlocking the magic bands or stickers. We're going to do some of that stuff to give away to everybody. And I'm going to put it on my laptop too.
Cool.
My laptop that can run the Tiki Room now.
Wow.
Because it's got a lot of technology in there.
All right. So thank you so much, everybody.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Don't forget to join us Friday, and we'll see you later.
I want the last word. Bye.
See ya.